The Ketchikan Gateway Borough took ownership of the vast majority of Ward Cove as a result of the collapse of Gateway Forest Products in 2002. Since that time, the borough has sought to attract a single buyer to purchase the former pulp mill site, and when that failed, sold off portions of the land at a public auction. Now the borough is preparing to offload the rest of its Ward Cove property as the assembly last week directed borough staff to develop a plan to subdivide and sell the land. Speaking before the Ketchikan Planning Commission Tuesday, Borough Planning Director Tom Williams says the borough is looking at the land sale as more than just a new source of revenue.
There's three main reasons to sell Ward Cove. One is to generate revenue, get it back into private hands, get some revenue, tax revenues going. Get some year-round jobs going out there. Create some opportunities. And, you know, I think the assembly is looking at the property in that perspective more than they are, you know, what's the highest dollar amount we can get and, you know, turn their back on the benefit of having multiple uses out there. At least that's the impression I got through their discussions. They could have certainly have sold, done a fire sale if that was the approach they wanted.
Williams says annual operating costs for Ward Cove are around $300,000. That doesn't include another $2.6 million in emergency repairs and necessary updates.
We have the dam, we have the pipeline, we had buildings that were falling apart. We had infrastructure that needed to be placed.
Williams says the borough has begun drafting a subdivision plan, which he expects will be tweaked before being finalized.
What we provided in the subdivision was a generic design, maximizing the opportunities based on an existing access on the property. We came up with about 20 lots. Somebody has an interest in one of those lots and says, hey, you know, I need a little bit more over here, or I don't need quite all that tidelands. We'll take that input in. We'll make that consideration when we provide the final draft of the subdivision to the assembly. We'll be looking what's in the best interest of the borough and try to maximize those suggestions that people bring to us for purchasing the property.
Williams says the borough has been approached by approximately 12 serious buyers interested in property at Ward Cove. The borough is holding a public meeting on the subdivision of Ward Cove this Thursday at 5:30. A second public meeting will be held at noon on December 23rd. Both meetings will be held in Borough Assembly Chambers. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.